Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're talking about the word abuse, and I've put this word in the context of women who are in relationships with abusive men. In the Bible, we have met such a woman. Her name is Abigail. And I really want to encourage you to read 1 Samuel chapter 25. This is a significant chapter in the Word of God, and I invite all of you to be reading it this week. 1 Samuel 25. Today I want to read verses 18 and 19. This is 1 Samuel 25, verses 18 and 19. Then Abigail hurried and took 200 loaves of bread and 2 jugs of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 measures of roasted grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and loaded them on donkeys. She said to her young men, "Go on before me. Behold, I am coming after you." But she did not tell her husband, Nabal. You might remember that Abigail has set out to appease David because her husband Nabal has refused to give them provisions, despite the fact David and his men protected the area where Nabal fed and watered his thousands of sheep and goats. What I just read is Abigail's response when the young man has come to tell her, "David is about to attack." Let's talk about Abigail. We have already learned that she is a very intelligent woman. The Bible says that about her in verse 3. And here in verses 18 and 19, she is also discerning. In order to protect her family and her abusive husband's employees from destruction at the hands of David, who is marching with 400 men and their swords against Nabal, Abigail gathers the supplies. The Bible is specific about what she takes with her, and she goes to meet David. But notice this, she does not tell her husband what she is doing. Verse 19, but she did not tell her husband, Nabal. Women, when you are dealing with abusive husbands, you have to be discerning in what to tell them and what not to tell them in order to protect both yourself and your family from him. This is particularly true when it comes to protecting your children. You must act discerningly. Be a woman of great discernment. Apply your intelligence, yes, but more than that, seek God. Ask him 1,000 times a day and night if you must, what you should do. Take moments and use them for prayer. Just ask the Lord, "What should I do?" I promise he will answer. He'll give the wisdom and the discernment you require as you totally depend on God in the midst of your most challenging and sometimes life-threatening of situations. Do you want an example? Here is one. When you should or should not call the police on your abusive husband. With most abusers, there comes a time to call law enforcement. But when? This requires discernment. Unfortunately, this is most likely to come up when you are home alone with him and he is in a rage. You could be hurt physically. He may be screaming at you, using the most terrible words. And or he might be breaking you down mentally and psychologically with his threats. No one else is in the home to help you, but you have access to the phone. Should you call 911? On such an occasion, you'll require the discernment that only God, who sees what is happening, can give you. I want to encourage you to be like Abigail. Discern when to take action without telling your husband. God sees and God knows, so turn to him. He will be an ever-present help in times of trouble. And we'll meet Abigail again on tomorrow's edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.